When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good risings. I'm Brian, and this is Grateful Grains. Welcome back. This week, we're talking ritual. Yesterday, we had a quick conversation about stale traditions, asserting that we really need to come to the table with intention. Today, we're talking how to use ritual in order to build new habits. Ritual and habit are in many ways synonyms. For the purpose of this conversation, we're looking at habit as the end goal and ritual as the practice to get us there. For example, if the goal is to make a habit of getting better sleep, our rituals might be an early wake and a walk in the sun, a daily dose of fitness, and a sundown disconnect. It's our non-negotiable baseline. Ritual is doing the exact same thing on a daily basis in order to strengthen our mindset and keep us on our chosen path. Once we get into a routine of doing the same thing over and over again, it eventually becomes second nature. Our brain loves habits because it's something that can be accomplished on autopilot. For example, the process of getting into our cars, setting down our belongings, fastening our seatbelts, and starting the engine tends to unfold the same way every time. The very same can be said for people who roll out of bed and move straight to the coffee machine, or those who immediately begin to meditate. When we take control of our routine, when we implement new rituals with an end goal in sight, that's wielding real power over our well-being, our trajectory, and our life in general. The question innately becomes, how long will the ritual feel like work before it becomes second nature? The simple answer is, it varies. According to a 2009 study published in the European Journal of Social Psychology, new habits can be formed in anywhere between 18 and 254 days. Now, that's obviously a massive range. We're talking the difference between 2 weeks and 8.5 months. But the bright side we want to keep in mind here is, with enough effort, we inevitably get there. Ultimately, how long it takes us to form a new habit is based on how different the behavior is from our norm. If our goal is to get to a point where we love working out, but we've never stepped foot into a gym, that's going to take a little bit longer than adding 1 day of cycling to an already active fitness routine. But again, what we really want to remember is, regardless how difficult forming the new habit may be, in the end, we have all the potential in the world to make it happen. We cover a lot of topics on Grateful Grains, but ritual is undoubtedly one of the most powerful tools that we have at our disposal. This is what it looks like to actively pursue growth. This is the stuff that can turn your entire world on a dime and leave you completely and utterly different than where you started. Again, we look at that goal, and it can be anything. It can be to put a stop to our negative mindset. It can be to change the way that we speak or the kinds of words that we use. It can be to lose weight or to lower our blood pressure. It can be to find financial success. Whatever we're hoping to achieve, we sit down and we map out the daily behaviors, the daily ritual we'll need to implement in order to set ourselves up for success. If we're trying to cut negative thinking, we might start a ritual of morning meditation. We might disconnect from the news or social media. We may start a daily practice of positive self-talk or start writing daily in a gratitude journal. It would be impossible for us to be specific about every single goal, but the point we really want to get across here is that every single goal really can benefit from an adjustment in our daily routine. Ritual is what separates people who fall off the resolution wagon from those who stick to it and create real change in their lives. Maybe you've been doing some ruminating over some changes that you'd like to make. Maybe you're on that path of deciding what your resolution's going to be if you decide to make one. If it serves you, consider taking a moment today to jot down some of those thoughts, and then brainstorm what kinds of daily rituals might keep you on that path towards success. Thanks so much for joining us on Grateful Grains. You can find us on Instagram at Good Risings, or you can find me at B McMuffin. We'll be back again tomorrow for day 3 of our week on ritual. Until then, remember, a better tomorrow starts with today. Good Risings is presented by Cavalry Audio.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.